Welcome back to Matson Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, first of all, I couldn't agree with Wisco Palmore on the fact that we have a president now, and we hadn't had one for the last 4 years. I don't know where we'd be without what he's done with COVID. And you mentioned something in the Middle East. As much as I support Israel hugely, I don't think they're ever going to be peace there with the present leadership. He seems to me, his lifeline almost seems to be this constant turmoil where he whips up the real hardliners. And I know it's not an easy issue what's going on there at all, but I have very little faith in Netanyahu in a leadership capacity in that country. I just don't. I mean, after all, here's another guy that Trump and him were pretty close. I'm not saying that it's guilt by association, but he's also facing corruption charges, all kinds of things. And I just don't know. I can't be supportive of him, very supportive of the country, and hope that things find a way to peacefully work out, but I don't know.
Yeah, thanks, Dick. I hear what you're saying. Netanyahu, the leader there, the last election, they had something like four elections in a very short period of time. And under the parliamentary system, it's an interesting system. You basically are voting for members of their legislature. It'd be the equivalent, say, of Congress here. And then the majority party selects the president among their own people. Well, and the prime minister. Well, and that's true in continental Europe as well, and a lot of them in Britain and in France and so on. Now, the deal is this. No party got a majority the last couple of times, and they've tried to put together coalitions. So if you have, you need eight more votes to be dominant, go to one of the minority parties and you promise them something, you know, something on a bill, put one of them in the cabinet, that kind of thing. They have not been able to do it. But I think that the law is going to take its course. He is being prosecuted over there. But that's not a reflection on the country itself, as you say. And I would simply offer you this. Israel is a country of about 9 million people. And there seems to be universal hostility among most Muslims in the world towards Israel. Not all of them. The Abraham Accords were a wonderful breakthrough. And I got to say this about Donald Trump's administration. Bad as it is, and there's nobody who's a more articulate critic than I in this radio station. What they did with the Abraham Accords was terrific. It was terrific. They brought in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Dubai, Sudan, Morocco, to recognize Israel, do business with them, do business with Israel. That's what should be happening. They should have borders like we do with Canada and Mexico, friendly. Nobody's worried about invasions, rockets. We need more people in those accords. Saudi Arabia is letting Israeli planes fly in its airspace to get to the United Arab Emirates. In addition to that, Egypt has interdicted the shipment of smuggling of missiles down through the Sinai to Gaza. And they are acting responsibly as American allies. Jordan has been a terrific ally. That's what we need. And what we need is ultimately the Palestinian people are great people. And a lot of them are Christians, Palestinian Christians, Palestinian Muslims. They're all great people. But what we need is if they're going to have their own state, it's a split state between Gaza and the West Bank. And, recognize Israel's right to exist. That's all Israel's asking. And they would recognize the other. They would trade back and forth. But there is a innate impediment with many of these countries won't recognize Israel's right to exist. You can't negotiate with someone. You go into a room and let's do a deal. Okay. By the way, I don't recognize your right to exist. And I reserve the right to murder you. But other than that, you know, let's do a deal. Well, no, we're not going to do that. So I think Israel is simply reaching out. And my message is join the Abraham Accords, the three Abrahamic faiths, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, all monotheistic, all revere Abraham, the prophet Abraham. All right? That's a metaphor for saying we can get together, let's trade. There have been instances in history where we have. Thanks very much for calling in. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Talking about Israel, you know, Netanyahu is Israel's Trump. He really is. And you touched on it with the election and fraud and all this stuff that's going on. He and Rush Limbaugh were buddies. Well, you know, if somebody's a friend of Rush Limbaugh, you talk about guilt by association. I'm sorry. But you got to be off the wall to listen to Limbaugh, you know, even though he's gone. But, you know, when he left, when he passed away, I said to somebody, you know, I hope that man finds peace, because he could never find peace on this earth. I'm talking about Limbaugh now. But right. getting back to Netanyahu, how many billions have we given Israel? Well, just give me a figure. You've got an idea. I know better than me. How many billions have we sent to Israel?
Yeah, our military aid is $3 billion a year. And frankly, Bill, I got to say, it's the best investment we made. They are a staunch ally. We can use them as a base in the Middle East. And let's face it, the Judeo-Christian tradition, which underlies our country, even though we have separation of church and state, which I fully support, Judeo is half of Judeo-Christian. And these are people in the same cultural heritage. There are other good people over there, different cultural heritages. We're going to reach out to them. But in the scheme of our budget, in the scheme of our interests, Israel is very much in the interest of the United States. Yes, a lot of people, and myself included, would rather have somebody other than Netanyahu in there. I think that's going to happen. But having said that, you can't have 1,000 rockets rain down from 8 miles away. I mean, you know, you can't have a city, Tel Aviv, that happens.
Matt, if I could ask you one question, don't you think that we're in a position with our relationship with Israel to kind of put pressure on them, say, look, we value your friendship, we value you as an ally, but we're giving you all this money. We're not asking now, we want to tell you. I think right. We can move to a more assertive position with Israel. I really, really do. I understand the strategic and the ally part completely. We don't want to dishonor that. But we're in a position of control. We don't have to ask. We need to tell them. This is what you need to do. And the minute we go from asking to telling, our relationship changes. And if it's done in the right way, politically correct, and with diplomacy, they'll understand, yes, we're friends with the U.S., but the U.S. does have a controlling, a big interest in us. We must listen to what they're asking us to do. What do you think? I'll hang up. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a very effective strategy. And you know, initially Obama tried that and others have tried it. And you know where it starts, Bill? It starts with telling them privately and publicly, don't let more settlers go into the West Bank and simply occupy places. Yeah, knock it off. Netanyahu resisted that when he's no longer in power. I think we do have the power privately to make that happen, to stop the incursion of settlers. But the other thing that I really want to build on are the Abraham Accords. You know, we have equal power over Jordan, Egypt, and a lot of these places. We give them a lot of money. We give Pakistan a couple of billion a year, and they harbored Osama bin Laden. And whenever a drone of ours crashes, they give it to the Chinese to steal the technology. We're not doing this because Pakistan agrees with us on everything. We're doing it because it's in our interest. I would sit down with Jordan. I would sit down with the Crown Prince, Chainsaw Charlie, Mohammed, the guy up in Saudi Arabia, and say, look, we're going to give you a little slack, but not a lot. We want to see Saudi Arabia and the Abraham Accords. And he's going to say, well, the Wahhabi fundamentalists will kill me if I do that. And we'll say, okay, we'll work with you. You let their airplanes come in. You ratchet it down. And then in Iran, quite frankly, there are moderates in the government are being squeezed out by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And I think what you do is you try to split their leadership. Iran, when it is friendly to us, is a wonderful country. Although I've never been there, I've had friends who do. But I like your thought. let's say, let's tell people rather than suggest, we do have the power to do it. But ultimately, what you want are the Abraham Accords throughout the Middle East, where all these countries recognize Israel. They recognize all these countries. The West Bank and Gaza are a Palestinian state, and they recognize Israel. Israel recognizes them. And instead of violence, there's trade. There's a lot of very smart people over there in all those countries, including the Palestinian territory. They can trade and they can prosper, and that should be our goal. Excellent comments, Bill. As always, thanks for calling in. Okay, Dayo, my friend from Madison. Dayo, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mash. How are you today?
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you. I don't know if you're on a speaker, but whatever you are, if you could just enunciate that a little more, or Luke, if you can hear it better than I can, because I'm in Milwaukee, let me know.
I switch to the phone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can certainly hear your voice. Yes, Dayo.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Are we clear?
Yes, I can hear you a little better. Yes, I can.
Okay. I just want to say, see, I listen to you every morning, and I like you. I want to start with that. But on this subject, you're doing a disservice to the listening community here, okay? And I'll tell you why. We all have our own biases. You come from one side, I may come from the other side. But we all know the underlying of this problem. It's because there's no Palestinian state today. Now, we can say all we want, who is throwing the rockets first, who is not throwing the rockets. Both sides, parents are suffering terribly. But you got to explain the day-to-day life of Palestinians. Explain to the listening community here what a checkpoint is. Because people don't know the daily life of Palestinians. So you can shoot for the Abrahamic Accord. You can get all the Arab countries to sign a peace accord with Israel. But as long as there is no Palestinian state, you haven't done nothing. That's where you start. It's like saying, okay, we have a good deal of friendship with all the countries in Latin America. That should force Guatemala to do something we want them to do. It doesn't work that way. You go to Israel, you go to Palestinians, that's where you solve the problem. Going out to Jordan, we have accord with Jordan already. Going out to Saudi Arabia, you may have that accord. Going out to UAE, that's most economic. But you talk to a Palestinian, he doesn't have enough to eat because of the checkpoints, the Gaza is closed up, this and that and the other, because of the violence, I agree. But violence comes after something. Now, right. you create a Palestinian state, or at least you start creating a Palestinian state, you will have goodwill coming from all over the world because we are all tired of this problem. I don't care which side you are on. We are all tired. Tired to death. Now, any glimmer of hope, you get people latching on your wagon. But there is no glimmer of hope for any Palestinian at this point. Right?
Start, you know, I think those are very good remarks, and I agree with much of what you said. My producer is calling us to a break, Dayo. What I'm going to do, you stay on the line or keep listening, and I'm going to respond to that in some detail because you made some very important and profound comments, many of which I agree with. I'm very grateful for your calling in, very grateful for you listening to the show. We're going to go to a break now, and when we get back, I am going to respond to what Dayo just said. A lot more back at the break. The devil's radio.